Speaking of the great, Nigel Purchase is all that and more when it comes to basketball and much more. But we lend on his basketball knowledge. How are you, Nigel?
Good, mate, and very happy to be compared to the great Bon Scott. So thanks for that. That's probably one of the nicest things anyone's ever said about me. So thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, well, don't crash and burn like poor Bond did, but I think you're here for the long term.
I hope so. Let's hope that Melbourne United are here for the long term too. Currently on the bottom of the ladder, and
can quickly climb up the ladder with a win or two. I mean, that's the beauty of the competition. Yet, look, they are on the bottom, but that's what happens when the teams are so concertinaed as they are in this competition. And I guess on the road against Brisbane, they learned a bit of a lesson.
Yeah, Brisbane are a good team. I've predicted Brisbane to end up in the top four at the end of the year, but you're quite right. And to use your word, concertinaed is the way the NBL ladder is looking at. And like we talked about, probably the only reason that Sydney are up the top of the ladder right now or close to is the fact that they've played more games than anyone else. They've played 19 games, and it's and in some cases, four games more played than some of the teams down the bottom. So right now, and this is a really good stat, is that Sydney Kings have got 9 losses, and they're in second place, and Melbourne United have got 9 losses, and they're in last place. So it's really quite a bizarre set of circumstances, and anyone at the top of the ladder or close to, apart from Adelaide, shouldn't really feel too confident that's going to remain the way for the rest of the season.
Well, Adelaide have sort of gone for a bit of a breakaway, and listening to Andrew Gaze after the loss on the weekend, he said that once they were not able to lock them down defensively, the game was almost lost. He admits that if it's going to be a 100-plus point shootout, that Sydney will lose more often than they win, but on the other side of that coin, he almost conceded that if you're going to have a shootout against Adelaide, pack up your bags and go home, because they are a powerful team with great shooting from the perimeter, and it sort of sets them apart from the other sides in the NBL.
Yeah, I think that's right, obviously, and it's a tough one because there's a few kids that have come through with Adelaide, including one's Nathan Sobey. He's really become a powerhouse in the NBL. He was a bench player a few years ago and didn't really get to see much time, but he's come through and playing extremely well. Jerome Rowell is one of the highlights of the league right now, and he's extremely hard to stop. I think the Kings' woes are probably two things that they need to work on is their post play, and Alex Marich and Josh Powell in there, they're sort of not pulling their weight. Marich is not really an offensive threat, and they knew that going into the season. And Power needs to really lift his game. And the other thing for the Kings is their team defence is really leaves a lot to be desired. It's one thing to be beaten by a player, but letting that player go all the way to the hoop unchallenged by your teammates is not good form. So there's a couple of things I need to work on. And Andrew, being a nervous guy at the best of times, he's, like we said, he's sitting on top of the ladder, or close to second right now. They've been on top of the ladder for the last month and a half, but it's only because they played more games, so they're certainly back in the pack, are the Kings.
Just on, a team that always has interested me are the Cairns Taipans. Now, they remain, and they are, again, on the back of another good game on the weekend. They remain, and I've never been to Cairns, obviously a huge sporting fixture up there, and there's the two teams in northern Queensland. It's a powerful place for basketball, but Cairns fascinates me that they compete so capably in this competition, and they once again are a serious contender, I guess.
Well, they are. In fact, every team's a serious contender, to be honest, Viney. And they beat Illawarra on the weekend, and they're a team that is sort of regional, so they're not one of the major markets, and they kind of play with a bit of a chip on their shoulder, like it's us against the world.
Yeah,
right. And Fern does a good job up there, and they've got some good talent, by the way. It's not like it's a money ball situation where they don't have much talent.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Nigel. Have they got the finances to fill out a roster with quality players, or is it really five and then spend on five and hope they stand up?
That's exactly it. It's hard for teams in those regional markets because essentially they don't have the power to go out to the large corporates and seek some of those funds. you know, like a Melbourne United do, and like a Sydney Kings and Perth and Adelaide. So, but they do really put their money into, you know, five or six star players, and then fill out their roster with other guys who are all capable players. It's a real buyer's market out there, to be honest, Viney, and there's heaps of good young Australian kids running around, and there's so many Americans that are capable of playing in the NBL and making an impact as well. So they've recruited very well. They run a good show. There's a Melbourne boy, an old Melbourne Tigers boy called Mark Beecroft, who's up there and playing a role up there. And they actually run the shuffle as well, which is an old Melbourne Tigers structure, offensive structure. So it's good to see him doing well. I think it's healthy for the league when these regional teams are doing good. And, you know, they could be a top four contender, as could Melbourne United, who sit bottom at the moment. But it's a week-to-week proposition where you sit on this ladder, mate. It's really hard to define and predict.
They really have to... Now, I don't know what this, in fact, involves girding your loins, but I wonder how you gird your loins. I'll look it up during the break. But Melbourne are faced with this prospect. Yeah, look, they're on the bottom, but no need to panic because, as you said, same number of losses as the, until this weekend, top of the table, Sydney Kings. The nagging sort of concern in the back of my mind is that with the tennis about to roll into Melbourne Park, that means that there's more away games and home games for the remainder of the season. Is that correct?
There is, and also they play a couple of games over at the State Netball and Hockey Centre So I think there's three games at Hisense, and I might be marginally wrong here, but I think there's three games at Hisense, and I think two over at the State Netball and Hockey Centre. But they are on the road an awful lot, and that's another challenge for them. But you know what? You can make excuses for any of these teams. It's a matter of knuckle down, get it done. They've got a good roster. They don't have Anderson right now, but he should come back for the finals or late in the season at the very least. And so there's no excuses. You know, you can sort of make all this stuff. And I think Dean Demopoulos wouldn't be looking for excuses either. It's just a matter of getting out there and playing well, defending well, and staying to post some wins. And I'll tell you, they should be a bit nervous because if the way the league is, if they keep on losing as they are, then they'll be out of contention before they know it.
I mean, the last time I checked, I've got a feeling that they're going to be playing on courts that are all hard boards, they're all the same dimensions, and those basketball rings are still going to be 10 foot from the ground. So ultimately, it's all between the ears, isn't it?
It is. And I mean, some teams have a bit of a home court advantage. I think sometimes the referees are influenced, and you know, I think going to Perth, you're sort of starting 10 points behind just because of the crowd and all that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, they're professional athletes, and you know, excuses are easy to come by. So get on with it. Melbourne United need to start winning. I'm not sort of trying to give them a pump up here. I think they'd be honest about this and would know their set of circumstances, and they need to start posting some wins. But their next game is going to be a cracker. It's on Boxing Day, and they're going to open the roof at Hisense, so that's going to be a spectacle. I've been to some of those games in the past. It's really a sight to see, so hopefully the weather holds out.
Now, of course, that's Boxing Day night, which affords fans a great opportunity. If you've got the stomach for a big day of sport, there's cricket, and then grab a bite to eat and walk over and watch high-quality basketball.
Yeah, and get in early, because these things have been selling out. And Melbourne United's marketing department, ticketing department's been doing extremely well. They're going close to a sellout in every game. And get onto it. If you really do want to do it, get onto it. There's much to do in Melbourne on Boxing Day apart from the cricket. So it's really a good opportunity for people. Should be a cracking game as well.
Ripper, Nigel, thanks for joining me over the last couple of weeks. And I know all the listeners here. Stand by your word gospel when it comes to the NBL. Have a great Christmas with you, your family and your friends, and we'll hear you in the new year.
And to you and yours, Bonnie. Thanks, buddy.